from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Joe in Rockville Center. How you doing, Joe?
What up, Joe?
Guys, I'm a longtime fan of the show, guys. How are you?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What's up?
Guys, I just want to make a parallel between what the Mets did this year and what they did in the past with Jose Reyes. You remember Jose Reyes when he led the league in hitting, and we knew he was leaving the Mets, and we didn't do anything at the trade deadline, and he wound up leaving. It's the same thing with Pete Alonso this year. Pete Alonso is gone.
No.
We're all going to get excited about this year.
No. It's completely different.
Not going to go anywhere.
Completely.
And we had a chance. We had a chance to get a haul for him at the trade deadline, and we got nothing. And now we're going to miss the playoffs in the 163rd game because of Scott Boras.
I want to say this. I want to say this with very much respect for you, because I like you, and you sound like a nice guy. We appreciate you listening. I don't remember a phone call that featured as many incorrect things as you just uttered.
Like what?
Okay.
Tell me what you mean.
All right, let's go. Let's start with number one. Number one, that Met team around the trade deadline, though they were decent, they were hanging in there, I don't think had the promise of this Mets team. That's number one. Number two, the ownership group back then was Jeff Wilpon and Fred Wilpon. They were never going to pay Jose Reyes. The Mets' decision around Pete Alonso isn't about not wanting to pay him because they're cheap or they were a part of the Madoff scandal. It's literally a, hey, do we think he's worth it? I think that's very different. I'll start right there. That is incredibly different.
Yeah.
The way the Mets treated free agents then versus the way they're going to treat free agents now. That's number two. Number three, the other thing that was so wrong at the end was they could have gotten a lot back for Pete. Do you really think that? This market was all about starting pitching. It was all about bullpen arms. Do you really think teams were falling all over themselves for a right-handed slugger having a down year represented by Scott Boras, who's asking for the moon? And the answer is no.
Yeah. Were there any sluggers dealt? Was there? I'm trying to
Jazz Chisholm.
But he's not traditionally, though.
No, I agree.
But
with
there
you.
Has there wasn't one, was there?
I'm trying to think. Like, not really. No. It was a pitching.
It was pitching. It was relief pitching. A couple of starters, but really it was all pitching.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was not a market for Batch to be moved.
No.
So on every level, I disagree. The one thing I can't remember, so I'll go back on something I said because I don't remember how I felt. In 2011, a year that most of us just ignore from our brain because it turned out to be irrelevant, the Mets were good for a while, and then they completely collapsed, okay? So right around the trade deadline, the Mets were sort of in it. Now, I don't remember if at the time I, as a Met fan, I was right here with Beningo talking on the air. I don't know if I was gung-ho of, hey, we're good, we got to buy, hey, we're in it. I'm not sure how I literally felt about the team.
Yeah.
But I think at that time, I got to go back and look at the standings. They were above 500. So that may be the one thing that's the same. By the way, real quick, Sean, do you remember if there were two wild cards in 2011, or did they start that the following year? I think it was the following year.
Dude, again, you're talking about the blend-in years. It doesn't sound right.
No,
I think that was a one wild card.
It's the last year of the one wild card, if memory serves correct. And then the following year, they went to two wild cards. I ask that because I can tell you that the Mets were six games out of a wild card spot at the trade deadline. So, were they in it?
Eh. Ish.
Yeah, you're right. Ish. Only four in each league.
Yeah. So they weren't really even that in it. So I retract my initial retraction. It's completely different than what transpired with Pete Alonso. On every level, it's completely different. They could have gotten a lot back for Reyes. They had an ownership group that was unserious about competing and unserious about re-signing the player.
And then when you look at it from this year, Sean just told me in my ear, Jorge Soler went back.
That's true. He went to Atlanta. That's another one.
But I mean, he's not even really that big of a slugger. He's got 12 home runs.
No, like, nothing sexy.
There was nothing sexy.
But if you had to define one.
And by the way, maybe if Pete Alonso was on the market, he stands out above everybody else because nobody was getting moved. But it didn't feel like there was an appetite.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The NL wild card of 2011 won the World Series.
No, I understand, but the Mets were six games out of the wild card spot.
I'm just saying, if they're, you know, expanded, maybe the Mets get in there.
Well, look, it's a different world. You could do that for the rest of time. Like, everything could have been different. And then the other thing is, which I left out, Jose Reyes was having the greatest year of his career. Pete's having one of the worst. Like, it's just not the same. I can promise you this. And anyone who tells you differently, I think, is being disingenuous. The idea that the Mets missed an opportunity to trade Pete Alonso at this trade deadline is a fallacy.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I would agree with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.